This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As the medical director of Sonoma County's HIV Center, Dr. Mark Natherda was well acquainted with AIDS long before he went to Africa. But in 2003, when he was recruited for a short visit to Namibia to train healthcare workers there, he confronted the epidemic on a scale he'd never seen before.
It's definitely in the top five most affected countries in the world with HIV. The rate of disease in the age group that we measure, which is the 14 to 45-year-olds, it's about 20%. A little bit higher in women than it is in men, but about one in five adults in that country, which is absolutely huge. The life expectancy has plummeted due to HIV.
In such an environment, the full spectrum of social needs far exceeds the resources available to meet them, which is why Mark was so intrigued by a small local project he encountered called Hope Initiatives.
It's a food kitchen or soup kitchen for children that are either orphaned or severely affected by HIV. It's a vulnerable population. And there was this woman from Zimbabwe who started this kitchen out of a tin shack. She would make soup at home and bring it to the shack and feed these street kids. And it was an incredibly moving thing to witness.
2 years later, when Dr. Natherda returned for a year-long stay, he brought his wife Paula and their three children, aged 8, 10, and 12. It wasn't long, says Paula, before the soup kitchen became a central part of their lives there.
You don't have a park and recs that you can just call and say, we'd like to join a soccer team. So the social outlet for the kids was to go to the soup kitchen. They could play with the kids there and play soccer and feel like they were helping and learn some language. So they would beg me regularly, please, can we go to the soup kitchen today? Please, can we go to the soup kitchen?
Although Paula is a trained nurse, Namibia's labor laws blocked her from working professionally, so she applied those skills at the soup kitchen, too.
I set up first aid kits in each of the places so that they'd have rehydration salts and burn first aid treatment, really basic stuff. I did a lot of teaching about general hygiene, and anytime you have a group of kids, somebody falls down and they're bleeding, and these are all kids that are affected by HIV, so you got to learn how to deal with the blood. Because there's always blood.
But Paula's more lasting contribution may be that she was able to connect Hope Initiatives with Food for Thought, the Sonoma County Food Bank for People with AIDS or HIV, which was looking to reach out to assist community organizations in Africa.
They said, we need to help people do what we do in other places. And they set up Project Africa, which does fundraising for out of the U.S. support, providing legal support, organizational development support, all of the skills that go along with that.
That outreach also included important cash support for the soup kitchen. Altogether, Mark says, the influx of additional resources from here and elsewhere has made an enormous difference in a short amount of time.
This soup kitchen, when I first started going, was serving about 85 to 100 kids a day. Now it serves over 500 kids, two meals a day, 6 days a week. And it's largely because of the international support, much of which has come from Sonoma County.
At the same time, the Natherdas report that extensive HIV treatment efforts are beginning, ever so slightly, to chip away at the incidence of the disease in Namibia. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.